Hi, this is Erin Green, joined by Jared Morales, Brielle Tolf, and Christina Moffitt. I'm here to introduce you to the second part of the first round of our second annual March Madness of Music. And here's Brielle to introduce our first matchup.
Okay, so this is the second round of the boy band category, and we have our third seed and our sixth seed going up, which is New Kids on the Block and the Jackson 5. And we're going to start you off with Summertime by New Kids on the Block. Summertime and Cover Girl by New Kids on the Block. Coming up next, we have Step by Step after we do a bumper. And here's Christina to tell you a little bit about New Kids on the Block.
Did you know that Mark Wahlberg of Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch was in New Kids on the Block, but he quit before they even released an album?
His brother, Donnie Wahlberg, is also in New Kids on the Block. Just another fun fact. But yeah, so here's a bumper and then Step by Step by New Kids on the Block coming up right now.
Hi, my name is Greg Yeager, business teacher and head golf coach, and you're listening to WSHS Sterling High School Radio.
To you, girl. Step by step.
Step by step, ooh baby, really want you to lots of fun.
Step two, there's so much we can do. Step three,
it's just you and me.
Step four,
I can give you more.
Step five,
don't you know that the time is right?
Step five.
Step by Step by New Kids on the Block. If you haven't voted yet for the alt-rock region, you can still vote on Strauss's Twitter page until 2:15, and we're going to announce the winners. Here's Jared to tell you about our next artist.
Our next artist is going to be the 6th seed, Jackson 5, and their first song is I Want You Back. Have a good time listening. Hope you enjoy.
She's moving, she's grooving.
been dancing until the music stops now. Yeah.
I Want You Back and Dancing Machine by the Jackson 5. Christina is going to tell you some facts about the Jackson 5.
Okay, so they are all brothers from Gary, Indiana.
Coming up next, we have a little Redman break thing, and then we have another song by the Jackson 5 called I'll Be There.
This is Mr. Redman, Vice Principal of Sterling High School, and you're listening to WSHS, Sterling High School Radio.
Salvation back. WSHS Radio, bringing you the first word in entertainment. Potential listeners?
Possibly you!
Tune in now.
Okay, so you just heard our first matchup, which was New Kids on the Block and Jackson 5. And our whole group thinks that Jackson 5 is going to be the upset here and beat New Kids on the Block. But our brackets, like I said... Now I think Jackson 5 is going to win, but on my bracket, I said New Kids on the Block was going to win.
I have a feeling Jackson 5 is definitely going to win this. More kids know about them nowadays than New Kids, even though Beth was singing along for New Kids old time. But
yeah, it doesn't matter that they're older. Everyone knows who they are. Our next matchup is Backstreet Boys and 5 Seconds of Summer. And we're going to start with Everybody by the Backstreet Boys. It's one of their most popular songs, and when I think of the Backstreet Boys, I think about Miss Huschkel, because at the SA Festival last year, she sang, Backstreet Boys for karaoke, and it was very funny, because I remember coming out to that, and yeah.
Shout out to Miss Huschkel.
Yeah.
Shout out to her.
Shout out to Miss Huschkel. The SA Festival is coming up in May, I think the middle of May. And it's going to be a really fun time, and we're really excited for it here at in Radio 2, and I think that everyone else should be too. So here's Everybody by the Backstreet Boys.
Again, brothers, sisters, everybody sing. Gonna bring the flame, I'll show you how. Got a question for you, better answer now. Yeah.
Am I original?
Yeah.
Okay, so you just heard Everybody by the Backstreet Boys, and I just found out that Miss Hushkul actually sang NSYNC last year at the SH Festival, not the Backstreet Boys. So that was the wrong information, but you guys should still get really excited for the SH Festival, because here in room 402, 5th Block Radio 2 class, we are very excited for it.
Very, very.
I'm excited.
We have some actual... Did you know that Backstreet Boys is currently on tour? The tour started in 2013, and it is the tour called In a World Like This. And it is actually their 10th concert tour, which is actually pretty crazy. And it's their 20th anniversary as well.
There was some trivia from Erin Green, and
now you know.
Now you know that the Backstreet Boys are still on tour. Coming up next, we have "I Want It That Way" by the Backstreet Boys, and I can say that this is a crowd favorite. That everybody likes this song.
I want it that way.
I'm pretty sure Christina's probably gonna sing. Paul's probably gonna sing.
I'm definitely gonna sing.
Erin's gonna sing. So yeah, here is "I Want It That Way" by the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, you are my fire, the one desire. Believe when I say I want it that way. But we are two worlds apart, can't reach to your heart when you say that I want it that way. Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a heartache.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a heartache.
you just heard I Want It That Way and As Long As You Love Me by the Backstreet Boys, and that's all we're going to play from them. My good bud, Jared Morales, has the results from the other show, that like the alt-rock show that happened on Friday, I believe. So, yeah.
Can I get a quick drum roll?
Oh, sorry. There isn't an upset this time. It's the third time we haven't had an upset. And Jared's coming.
Oh. with 50 of the votes, Coldplay beat Cage Elephant, and Weezer beat Arctic Monkeys 41-16.
Look at that applause.
Thank you. Thank you.
Coming up next, we're going to play some 5 Seconds of Summer.
Oh,
but
yeah.
5 Seconds of Summer is a pretty popular boy band out right now, and a lot of girls at school like them. I personally am not a fan, but I don't really know about my other friends at the table.
I'm not.
I'm a fan.
They're on tour, or at least they were on tour with One Direction over the past summer, and I think they're going back on tour again.
Yeah, they're going on their first tour.
By themselves?
Yes.
Oh, they're going on their first tour.
Or no, it's not their first tour, but they're going out this May to September of 2015.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you like 5 Seconds of Summer, then I suggest you buy tickets to their concert.
They actually were YouTube stars.
Oh, they were
celebrities.
You guys know everything.
Yeah, I know.
YouTube celebrities.
And then One Direction, they opened up for them for their Take Me Home tour.
Yeah, I read that they didn't want to go for the X Factor because they didn't want to be known as an X Factor band, like how One Direction was from the X Factor and like they all auditioned separately and Simon put them together. I know that 5 Seconds of Summer didn't want to do that. But we're going to start you off with Heartbreak Girl by 5 Seconds of Summer. Here you go.
You call me up, it's like a broken record, saying that your heart hurts, that you never get over him getting over you. I'm just a sucker for anything that you do. And when the phone call finally ends, you say thanks for being a friend. And we're going in circles again and again. I dedicate this song to you, the one who never sees the truth, that I can take away your hurt, heartbreaker.
Hi, my name's Emily Creeble, Sterling Volleyball, South Jersey Player of the Year, and you're listening to Sterling Radio.
With Sterling Radio's second annual March Madness of Music. We are in the second part of the first round, and you just heard
Heartbreak Girl and Long Way Home.
Heartbreak Girl and Long Way Home.
I was going to say
Long Girl.
our seventh seed.
Yeah, that's our seventh seed, 5 Seconds of Summer, and they are going against the Backstreet Boys. And I think that they're going to lose against the Backstreet Boys.
Let's go Backstreet Boys.
If we're going to be honest here.
Yeah, I want the Backstreet Boys to win.
I definitely would like the Backstreet Boys to win. I want the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC to be our, to go against each other in the end, the end of our bracket, because I feel like that would be a good show. Coming up next, we have our last song by 5 Seconds of Summer, and it's Amnesia. This is a popular song, and I don't think I've ever listened to the song, but
I love it.
Yeah, a lot of people.
It's sad.
Very good.
It makes me want to cry.
I remember the first time I listened to it was when I was vacationing in Tennessee, and I was like, wow, this is a really good song. And that's all I listened to for that week.
Okay, so in case you wanted to hear our Tennessee vacation, this is what you listened to the entire time. Here's Amnesia by 5 Seconds of Summer.
Drove by all the places we used to hang out, getting wasted. I thought about our last kiss, how it felt, the way it tasted. And even though your friends tell me you're doing
Are you somewhere feeling lonely even though he's right beside you? When he says those words that hurt you, do you read the ones I wrote you? Sometimes I start to wonder, was it just a lie? If what we had was real, how could you be fine? 'Cause I'm not fine at all.
I remember the day you told me you were leaving. I remember the makeup running down your face. And the dreams you left behind, you didn't need them. Like every single wish we ever made. I wish that I could wake up with amnesia and forget about the stupid little things. Like the way it felt to fall asleep next to you. And the memories I never can escape. 'Cause I'm not fine at all.
The pictures that you sent me, they're still living in my phone. I'll admit I like to see them, I'll admit I feel alone. And all my friends keep asking why I'm not around. It hurts to know you're happy, yeah, it hurts that you moved on. It's hard to hear your name when I haven't seen you in so long. It's like we never happened, was it just a lie? If what we had was real, how could you be fine? 'Cause I'm not fine at all.
I remember the day you told me you were leaving. I remember the makeup running down your face. And the dreams you left behind, you didn't need them. Like every single wish we ever made. I wish that I could wake up with amnesia and forget about the stupid little things. Like the way it felt to fall asleep next to you. And the memories I never can escape.
If today I woke up with you right beside me, like all of this was just some twisted dream, I'd hold you closer than I ever did before. And you'd never slip away, and you'd never hear me say.
I remember the day you told me you were leaving. I remember the makeup running down your face. And the dreams you left behind, you didn't need them. Like every single wish we ever made. I wish that I could wake up with amnesia and forget about the stupid little things. Like the way it felt to fall asleep next to you. And the memories I never can escape. 'Cause I'm not fine at all.
No, I'm really not fine at all. Tell me this is just a dream. 'Cause I'm really not fine at all.
Unfortunately, that was the last song of our show today. We had our third seed, New Kids on the Block, against our sixth seed, Jackson 5, and our second seed, Backstreet Boys, against our seventh seed, 5 Seconds of Summer. So we have to close out the show today, unfortunately.
And now you're upset. It's okay.
We'll be back on Friday for our second show. If you want to vote for our show today, you can go to the Mr. Strauss's Twitter page at Knights Radio, and you can vote for New Kids on the Block, our third seed against our sixth seed, Jackson 5, and our second seed, Backstreet Boys, and our seventh seed, 5 Seconds of Summer. Tomorrow we have Powerful Woman. And
round two.
They're around like the Sweet 16, I guess. And it's Beyonce against Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston against Madonna. But before that show, the Radio 4 AP class is going to have a post-show, I guess? Like
a review.
Oh, yeah, like a wrap-up of the first round of the show. So that's Beth Young, Chris Tran, and Paul McGarty.
Chris Tran.
I said Beth. Yeah. So, yeah, that's our show for today. Please vote because we want to get the most amount of votes. So... vote for our show at Strauss's Twitter page, at Nights Radio. And we will see you guys again on Friday.
Have a great day.
Yeah, go Nights.
Go Nights.
Bark, bark, bark.